this is the one that we all pretty much agree is the best one. Isn't this the one we really like?
This song?
Yeah, the Good Day Open.
My favorite is You Ain't Wearing Makeup, Baby. No, I'm not. Like you said you would.
I don't like that one.
I love it.
Well, so we don't agree. It's fine.
But we can agree to disagree.
We can, without being disagreeable. Jennifer Horn, absolutely. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Michael Forte is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich may or may not be in on a daily basis or at whatever basis. I know that today he starts his process and will go on for the next, I think it's almost 4 months of treatments for his lymphoma. And we hold just nothing but a good, strong thought aimed at him and his family. Let's dig around some of the things, the news nuggets from this past weekend. The whole business about the NSA and this kid, Ed, I can't remember his name. I can never remember his name. Ed Solomon?
Snowden. Ed Snowden.
That's it, right. Okay. I've compared him, at my own peril apparently, to Bradley Manning, who's the kid that privately leaked all the stuff to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
I have said that both of them, I don't know if hero is the right word, but I applaud what they have done.
Many people are calling this Snowden kid a hero. Many people online. Glenn Beck, actually, is a big name, is calling him a hero.
Yep. Well, I don't know. He said that when he talked to us last Thursday. He thought he was a hero. I don't know if he's a hero, but he's not a bad. This is not criminal. This is what America is built on. And so to try to score something here, a point which I hope will not get lost in all of it. And I know sometimes I started this train of thought a couple of hours ago and I never really finished it. The essence of why it is that, for example, Snowden said he's not worried. And I don't know what's in this kid's mind, but I will tell you, I think what a lot of people feel about our system, even if you take him out of it. We were talking about the death of, what's his face, the strangler. What was his name?
Richard Ramirez.
Ramirez. I said, I thought it was good.
And he was the Night Stalker.
Now, he'd been on death row for how long?
Oh, gosh, since the late 80s, I would imagine.
Never got, was never terminated. He got terminated in the natural, normal way.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I put all of these things together, and I guess I'll tie this to the George Zimmerman trial as well in Florida. The attorney doesn't think they'll be able to find jurors who haven't heard about this shooting, the Trayvon Martin shooting.
I would agree. Nearly impossible. Mm-hmm.
He wants to pick people who haven't already made up their minds. Good luck in that one.
Right.
Yeah.
The jury selection begins today there. I noticed that our affiliate, WMEL, covering it as well as they usually do. John and his team on the ball. I may ask them from time to time, one of them, whether it's John Harper or the people that are there, you know, those of you listening to WMEL will get the coverage because he's very serious about serving this area of Florida. The trial's in Sanford, Florida, which is from Melbourne down the road, 65 miles, just on the other side of Orlando.
I just don't know. I mean, this is almost screaming for a mistrial for me because you know that it's going to be, where are they going to find someone that doesn't know the story?
But you see, this is it. There's no dispute Zimmerman shot this guy, Martin, during a fight.
He said he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Right. Prosecutors are going to try to show that the neighborhood watch volunteer, this guy, Martin, racially, Zimmerman, racially profiled Trayvon Martin. Now, this stuff will go back and forth, up and down. Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
He says he shot Martin in self-defense.
Right.
Okay.
And he had some scratches, so maybe. But, you know, I think maybe because I'm from Los Angeles, born and raised, and we had the Rodney King trial going on out here for years, you know, for that year.
Forever.
And the way it all culminated at the end of the trial with the riots and with, I can see the same thing happening with this one.
Right.
I mean, there's already been some riots around centered around the topic that, you know, that goes along with this case. It's, I don't know. It just makes my stomach kind of queasy when I think about this whole trial.
All right. So here's my point. Here's my conclusion. Putting the Zimmerman trial, which starts today, or at least jury selection starts today, it has been, what, a year and a half? How long has it been since this?
I feel
thing?
Like it's 2 years? Been longer than that. Yeah.
I think it's 2 years. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. 888-302.
It's 15-16 months.
Okay. So the trial hasn't even started yet, and it was almost a year and a half ago. The Ramirez conviction, he never made it to, he was on death row, never made it to the death chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Private Manning, who leaked to WikiLeaks 3 years ago. How long ago was that? It's got to be at least 3 years or more.
Yeah, I think it was 3 years.
All right. So this kid, Snowden, says, I'm not worried. One of the things he's not worried about is having to face a system that will eventually perhaps convict him, but maybe it won't, because it takes so long for these things to get to trial, because the system is so broken, you don't really get justice. No matter what happens, Trayvon Martin doesn't get justice, and neither does Zimmerman. And I think that's the case with most of these high-profile, and with the news media the way it is today, it screws up everything, including the ability of one to get a fair trial. This says, and people say, well, how would you have the system work? I didn't say I had an idea on how it would work. I'm just telling you the current system doesn't work because it takes too long to get these people through the system and to get a conviction. This thing, the Zimmerman trial, is going to be a circus. There's no way this Nancy Grace and her BS, she'll be clowning, jumping around, hooting and hollering, and so how many other reporters from the various news networks. They'll all be there, and they'll tell you nothing at the end of the day, but they'll be there. And it'll be on and 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 on. And on. You listen to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they'll be jumping around. If this guy doesn't get the, second-degree murder is not going to get the death penalty anyway, but they have the death penalty in Florida, I think.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to Ken. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I should have learned better. It's like Texas, right? It is.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Just like Texas, that right. So anyway, I'm making a point. I hope I've made my point. The system is broken, and it ought to be fixed. One of the reasons that we don't have people, you know, the supposed rule is that you bring people to trial and you put them through the system because once they're found guilty, it'll act as the deterrent. Huh? How do you figure that? What is there about the Zimmerman case and the Trayvon Martin case that's a deterrent to anything? Am I missing something? Or do you guys agree?
Well, what do you mean? You're saying that...
I mean, it's not a... It isn't the way the thing's being conducted. Somebody isn't going to think, oh, look what happened to George Zimmerman. I better not do that.
Well, I think that's why people argue there is the death penalty, to make people not do crimes.
They haven't done
crimes.
Anything. He has... It's been a year and a half since he committed the crime, and yet this trial is just starting, and you know as well as I do, this thing is going to be a circus.
Oh, it's going to be a circus, for sure. And
yeah.
The media will make these weird stars out of them, and you're right.
Yeah.
But
that's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my point. All right. So,
prison is no picnic. Even if it's a long time until anything happens,
mm-hmm.
there are plenty of people who are on the edge, near the line of making a big mistake,
yeah.
and are going to see this and go, you know what? It's not worth it.
Yeah. You think that's the case of the guy who shot up Santa Monica College last Friday?
I think he was mentally disturbed.
He's dead.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm just saying.
He's nuts. But, he's a great example of a bad system. They said that when he was a minor, he burned a house down and killed mm-hmm. two people.
Everybody knew he had a problem.
Last
that he
Friday,
was,
he killed his parents and burned the house down.
He was passed through the system.
Mm-hmm. He was what?
He yeah. was passed through the system.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to point out that the kid had something wrong with him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It is not a perfect system by any stretch of the imagination, but we can hope for perfection, or at least things better, right? Can't we? Isn't that what we ought to strive for? Let's hear it for good.
Yay.
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 Yeah. Thank you.
Yay.
Yay. 16 Pastor. All right. Father's Day is this Sunday. What do you have? What do you got for your father? He's listening probably. You don't want to tell me, right?
No, actually I didn't get him anything because
really?
Instead of getting him something, I'm taking him out of town.
Bad
We're gonna
father?
Go to the beach for a night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where what beach are you going to?
Dana Point.
Where's Dana Point?
South Orange County.
Nice.
South Orange County. What do you want to go to Orange County for? There's no good beaches down there.
Thank you for saying that my father's taking up to stupid. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to offer you the beach across from Entrada.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll take it.
Okay. Anyway, Father's
Day. Dad, we're going to Santa Monica.
There we go. We're not going by the college, though.
No.
Another Father's Day coming. You'll smile when you see all the people in your family that are going to come around. It'll be a good family party. I always love the images from Blue Bloods of the family sitting
the
around
best
the table.
Part, the dinner
Isn't that
table.
Cool?
Yep.
Yeah,
I love
those
that.
Those are great scenes. Well, I'm going to help you present yourself better. How many of you dads have yellow stained teeth? Wine? Coffee? Tea?
But enough about my
smoking.
Dad.
Here's how we fix your dad, Jennifer, and all the other dads out there. This is a good Father's Day gift. Power swabs. Clinically proven to whiten your teeth. 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. The secret is a tooth detergent that has been developed out of coconut oil, developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger. It lifts the stains off your teeth. It's easy. There's no messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave anything in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 4 or 5 minutes. There's two different swabs. You take them. Follow directions. Pretty easy to do, actually. Better yet, unlike normal teeth whiteners, power swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, veneers, and the others do not do that. So try power swabs risk-free for Father's Day. Call 800-865-7602. Good idea, right? I come up with good ideas from time to time. 800-865-7602. Your friend Doug Steffen guarantees you'll love the bright new smile, the white smile you'll get as a result of using power swabs. Mention Doug Steffen and you'll get it sent to you free. Free shipping, 800-865-7602. For power swabs, that's 800-865-7602.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
I saw a blog over the weekend that was just entitled, Thank You, Michael Douglas. You can draw your own conclusions from that. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There should be a cartoon character sneaking around. Here we go.
Wonder why are we playing the Blue Danube Waltz? Well, it is
why are we playing the Blue Danube Waltz?
What are we doing?
He said, why are we
playing the blue?
Well, because there is news about the weather and how the weather, the storms that we had last week in the eastern part of the country, midwest to eastern part of the country, floated across the Atlantic and have left many parts of Europe under flood watch. And that area would include the areas that are serviced by the Danube River. Normally, for example, it bisects Budapest, is a gently rolling swath. It is now at historic levels because of the floods that are battering eastern and central Europe. Usually wet spring, very, very, this area has, like England, a lot of rain in the springtime. Unusual, as a matter of fact, the Danube, the Elbe, several other tributaries across Austria, the Czech Republic, Germany, Hungary, forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands of people, Jennifer, disrupting the rail service, road traffic, roads are out.
Jamihu, Bishku.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities declaring a state of emergency, anticipating that the Danube would crest today. A proposal to extend the state of emergency went to the parliament there, as the river was 29 feet above where it normally is on Sunday night. 29 feet. Okay, consider this. If you live by a river or a pond, I was driving, moving cows over the weekend, and we drive by a pond from one farm to where the summer pasture is. And the pond normally is, well, it's a small lake, actually. The normal, the water is usually 4 feet below the surface of the road. Well, it was on the road in certain places.
Wow.
because of all the water we had here, and it's basically the same storm. You got to wonder sometimes if the same storm doesn't just keep going around.
I know, just keeps circulating.
Round and around.
Round and around.
Yeah, it's just going, and that's the way it doesn't often, when it hits the mountains oftentimes, depending on the strength of the system, hits the mountains and it pretty much is, it changes its course and it weakens a great deal. You hear that all the time, hurricanes, because they're low level, they're very... The systems themselves very low level, so when the hurricanes hit the mountains, it just wipes them out.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily true of a big storm that's at 30, 35,000 feet, but hurricanes are always very, for the most part, the energy is low energy, and it even when it hits land, but certainly when it hits the mountains, it sends it away. But I thought it was really very interesting that we were complaining about our weather here. And in Germany and these places like I'm talking about, where these rivers are as potent as they are, taking a boat ride up the Rhine River, have you ever done that in Germany?
No.
You have missed something magnificent.
I have been to Germany. I don't think I have done a boat ride.
One of the most wonderful things, Jennifer, about being in Germany is taking a ride on the Rhine River. It really is just, and all over Austria, northern Italy, you can find Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia, just beautiful, beautiful circumstances that one ought to take advantage of at some point in their life. But anyway, I wanted to acknowledge the weather over there, as we do here, 28 after on Good Day.
John Wayne's two greatest roles. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which would be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
John Wayne shoots it out with Robert Duvall in his Oscar-winning role as Sheriff Rooster Cogburn in True Grit. A new Blu-ray disc pairs True Grit with perhaps John Wayne's greatest film, director John Ford's 1956 Western, The Searchers. The Searchers is the story of a Civil War veteran named Ethan Edwards, who sets out to rescue his niece from a tribe of American Indians. But by rescue, Ethan means killing her, because to him, the mere notion of a white woman having lived among the Comanches is simply unthinkable.
We go charging in, they'll kill her, and you know it.
That's what I'm counting on.
I know you are.
Living with Comanches ain't being alive.
He was his own person. He knew he was a good actor. Yeah.
Gretchen Wayne is John Wayne's daughter-in-law. Now she's president of Bat Jack Productions, which owns most of the Duke Slater movies. In Hollywood a few years ago, Gretchen and I chatted in a room lined with John Wayne memorabilia.
He was always top box office, so the ones he cared most about being appreciated by were his fans. And as long as they liked him, then the rest could suck lemons, so to speak.
The last scene of The Searchers is a cinematic classic. Ethan stands alone in a doorway, watching a warm family reunion that does not include him. He clutches his right arm, as if that might give him a measure of intimacy. As Ethan turns to face tomorrow alone, I was reminded of some words John Wayne once spoke, words that I spotted inscribed in a frame in Gretchen Wayne's office. I'd asked her to read them for me.
Tomorrow is the most important thing in life. Comes into us at midnight very clean. It's perfect when it arrives, and it puts itself in our hands. It hopes we've learned something from yesterday.
The Searchers and True Grit, two films from yesterday.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Our family today is not up to its full strength and probably won't be for the next 3 or 4 months. Roberta's not here today. She'll be back tomorrow. Richie is starting his treatment today. And we all said this every hour and we'll continue to say it because it is what we all are feeling. What we want to know is that this is... he is the champion, and that the reality will be the best for all of us, mostly for him, because he deserves it. As reading is one of the important stories of the day, and that's what we're all about here, is trying to figure out what the big stories are and bring them to you. Not necessarily are they always about the top of the news, but I do think it was interesting that the President of the United States and the President of China spent a couple of days this weekend supposedly moving closer.
Oh, that's nice.
Pressuring North Korea, addressing climate change, but no conversation about cyber espionage.
Where did they meet?
Camp David.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay.
I think they went to Camp David.
Because he was in town this weekend causing massive traffic issues.
Michael says that they were in California.
Yeah, they were. I was just wondering if they were here because I know President Obama was. And he was causing trouble on the west side.
Well, he was like a mile away from where the shootout was on Friday afternoon because he went out for a big...
Right.
I don't know what he went... And then they don't have fundraisers anymore, so I don't know what...
What exactly he was doing here. I know, but he was here somewhere, I
thought. So where did they meet then? I thought it was at Camp David, man.
I don't know. Maybe the local McDonald's, Starbucks?
No, no, wait a minute. Michael said...
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. Where did they meet, Michael?
A place called Sunnylands.
Sunnyland. Oh, Sunland. That's where I live, Michael. No?
No, it's not Sunland.
Oh. No.
You know, there's a
I thought they were at my house.
It's a resort? Huh. I wonder how much that cost the tax.
Oh, gosh. Can't they really just go to In-N-Out? Wouldn't that be easier? I mean, my goodness.
And they don't have to have the hamburger. They can have the chicken. Don't they?
200 acres of seats. Rancho Mirage.
Oh, okay.
Right. Palm Springs. Okay.
Yeah, right down there. Mm. Yeah. All right. So at least they went around
that
all the
time. That was necessary.
Traffic. I don't know why I thought they were going to Camp David.
I don't know. I knew he was in town. I just didn't know if he was still here. That's why I asked the question legitimately. But, yeah, Rancho Mirage, that's very warm this time of year. I wonder why they picked it. It's probably 100 degrees there right now, wouldn't you think? Palm Springs? We have listeners there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Lots of stuff.
Maybe they're catching some sun, you know, a little rays to relax by.
All right, speaking of that, the rise in global temperature on track to double the 2 degrees Celsius target the International Energy Agency has warned about, said 4 policies are needed to limit climate change. For those of you who didn't hear a discussion about the Danube River and some of the other rivers that we had in the last half hour cresting because of the same storm system that started, there actually have been 2 tropical storms already, and the season just started the 1st of June, and both of them drenched pretty much the entire East Coast over the last 4 or 5 days, and then went into the North Atlantic, spun out over into Europe, and has this, what's left of that storm, has drenched Eastern and Central Europe to the point where there are flood watches on all the major rivers. So I was talking about that, and then came across this report showing the path we are currently on is more likely to result in a temperature increase of between 3.6 degrees Celsius and 5.3 degrees Celsius instead of the 2 to 4 degrees Celsius. I wish they'd translate that into
English.
Fahrenheit. Yeah.
I know, it is so hard.
Yeah. So how do we fix this, or is it fixable, or is it even something that we have anything to do? These are climate change realities, some of which are affected by man, some of them are not. But because we are naive, in my way of telling it, my way of dealing with it, we are naive. So we think that these things are happening because of all of the fossil fuel we're burning. Yeah, probably doesn't help any. Mm-hmm. But there are other things going on the planet that just happen to be part of what the history
the
of our planet is.
The natural progression of things, sure.
Right, exactly. So there are 4 suggestions to help reduce energy-related greenhouse gas emissions by 8% by the year 2020.
Okay.
Want to know what they are?
Yes, please. Don't leave me hanging.
Limiting construction of coal-fired coal plants. Cutting the escape of methane gas from oil and gas, not from cows.
Okay.
Reducing fuel subsidies. Let's see, what was the other thing? Using wind and air and sun and all that other stuff, which there is much debate about these solar incentives, because there are some people who say that the solar isn't really cutting it. I don't know whether you can. I don't know how you can say that, because it hasn't been around long enough to really be tested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the oil company is going to tell you none of that stuff works,
because
they
want to
keep selling you your junk.
Yeah.
Their junk. At $3 and whatever it is a gallon versus $2 and whatever it was a gallon last year versus a dollar something a gallon, which is where it ought to be. Somebody, I just had to price some polypropyl bags that we use to wrap our baleage hay in.
Mm-hmm.
I have to start. We've already started. We have we need a new batch. And so I went to price it, and it's up about $4 from last year per roll. And so I asked the question, how is it that it's $4 more expensive when the cost of a barrel of oil is about $4.50 less this year at this time than it was last year at this time?
And your answer was?
I
don't know.
Yeah, right. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have all of this kind of foolish stuff that is a part of the reality. We just, it's another thing to wonder about and squabble about, and maybe we can figure it out, maybe we can't. I want to deal with the issue of bullying in a moment, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding a child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3330.
The Doug Good Day program, 17 and then change before the hour. Jennifer and Kenny and I now spend some time on the issue of bullying. Not a new issue, but there's an interesting spin on it. And I know that I think we touched on this last week, but I heard a talk guy named John Sylvester dealing with this issue with one of the people calling into his program. This, in case you didn't hear the story, there's a city in Wisconsin that has a new law that was enacted, started last week. If you are a parent of a child who bullies another child, you'll get a ticket, $150 ticket in this town. So here's the overview, then we'll talk for a minute or two whether it's appropriate.
The city of Monona is considering, well, actually, they're going to ticket parents who don't deal with their horrible children.
Bullying has become a problem so severe, there's now a law in place to ticket those bullies, and in some cases, their parents.
That's really scary to think that someone would commit, a teenager would commit suicide because of bullying. So I really think we need to get to the root of it.
A new Monona law suggests one root of the problem is parents. They could be slapped with a $114 ticket if their child is bullying another.
I feel bad for the parents who will get ticketed, but I think at the same time, if that is the only way to stop it, that's going to be the only way to do it.
But it's not just parents who are blamed. The bully can be cited as well. Anyone as young as 12 years old.
You could have a teenager that is acting out or bullying someone, and they are subject to prosecution, too.
But the problem extends beyond the school system.
There's no age limit on this. These could be adults bullying other adults, too.
Policies against harassment and disorderly conduct were already in place, but this new ordinance also includes bullying through the phone and online.
It's worse with the computers and the Facebook and that kind of thing.
Police Chief Estrenga hopes no citations have to be written.
It would not just be the first time you just go to their door and write a ticket. They'd have to be notified in writing that there's a violation. You give them a chance to try to get it straightened out.
Sounds like a good idea. I'm not sure if it's legal. I'm sure somebody's going to challenge the constitutionality of it.
Patrick in Wanakee.
Well, I
I think if you hold the parents responsible, Sly, that their response is going to be they're going to come home after they get out of jail or after they pay their fine. They're just going to beat the living daylights out of their child or even kill the child. And because these are ignorant human beings that would have a child that sinks in those realities, I truly believe that the punishment needs to be divvied to the child.
All right, so, Kenny, didn't we have a thread going on Facebook and Twitter following this issue? Seemed to me.
No.
No?
No.
What an outrage.
Dissent.
I thought we did.
We could.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is it beaten, pardon the pun, did we beat this thing to death?
I just think it's such a sad state of affairs that we actually have to ticket people for not parenting their child.
I mean, we'll come up with any way to get
money. I'm for it because there are stupid, idiot parents
You're
out there.
You're for ticketing?
Yep, I am. Yeah. I have to say it. I think it's ridiculous that we need it. Yeah. I really do. But I think there are a lot of people that, and adults
keep
included.
It from being, from getting out of hand.
Well, I don't think that they obviously already said that they'll give you a written warning before they ticket you. So I think there's that. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot of adults that bully too, and I think that that's probably maybe what our next step is. We have to start policing everybody. I mean, it's a new police state because no one can take control.
I agree with Jennifer, but my reason is that parents today, a lot of parents just don't have any responsibility for their children whatsoever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this would be a good way to make that happen.
Yeah.
Sadly. Do I wish that was the case? No way.
You're right. Some parents pay more attention to their golf game than they do their children. Yeah. There's something you said about that. All right. Time out here on Good Day.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find.
You know, it's depressing that Dorothy was a druggie.
Well, this is the story. Judy Garland would have been 91 today. This is from The Wizard of Oz. Is there anybody, no matter what your age, doesn't know Over the Rainbow?
Favorite. I love it.
At this point in her career, she was, what, Kenny, 16 years old, something like that?
Yeah, in that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, and because of the rigors of shooting this film, and because she was doing her schoolwork and all kinds of other things, she wasn't getting enough sleep. So the producers of The Wizard of Oz made sure they had a doctor on the set to prescribe her with uppers. And that's how she got hooked and was a drug addict for the rest of her life. It cut her life short by any measure. I think she died when she was in her early 60s, if I'm not mistaken. And Liza
47.
Minnelli...
47.
How much? 47?
Wow.
47.
Okay. That actually psychically came to me as you, as I said, 60s. No, late 40s. So anyway, her daughter, Liza Minnelli, from Vincent Minnelli, her father, was, I think, for a long time in that same boat, same kettle of fish. But isn't she clean now? Didn't she go to...
I think she did. I think she actually did it pretty publicly.
Yeah, she did. All right, so anyway, we're into movie moments. Took a little longer with movie music than we normally do. I don't know whether we want to do our contest or not. Chucker, what's your verdict on the contest, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, do it.
All right, we have three clips. This movie's actually going to be kind of easy and kind of quick. If Richie were here, he'd be saying, ah, I got this. Anyway, this was the number one movie during this week in 1986. And we'll give you the usual three audio clips from the movie. You call us at 888-302-3684. And as a result of the work that you do, perhaps you'll come out of this with a swell prize. Let's find out. Here's the first clue.
The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That enough, Chugger?
I think so, for most people.
888-302-3684. Kenny knows what it is. Jen, you know what it is?
I do.
All right, let's do another clip, though, just for the heck of it.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
All right, that's enough. 888-302-3684. You know what the movie is? Call us now for the prize. Chucker has the results of the box office. Actual numbers would be good. We'll have them in a moment.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, Chucker has the weekend box office totals. Anything exciting or surprising here, Chucker?
Somewhat. The new horror thriller, The Purge, which stars actor Ethan Hawke, blew past tracking expectations and did $36 million at the box office.
Really?
I tried to see this two times over the weekend, and it was sold out both times.
Huh.
One was the 10:30 show, so I knew it was overperforming. The interesting part about this, Doug, is this film was shot for $3 million. So $3 million shot,
wow.
$36 million on its opening weekend. Pretty good. I mean, the studio probably spent $15 million to market it, but that is a nice result. Fast and the Furious 6 placed second, $19 million, $203 million, 3 weeks to release. They get ready to film Part 7 in the next few months. Now,
what are they going to do, wheelchairs, Fast and Furious, the old folks home?
As long as people pay to see tickets, yeah, they'll have them in wheelchairs eventually.
Yeah.
Now You See Me placed third, $19.5 million, $61 million in 2 weeks. The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, disappointing, just $18 million in his opening weekend.
This is stupid.
Epic round at the top five. Man of Steel, it's Friday.
All right. Dave, what do you think the name of the movie is?
I think it's Grease.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. Jason in Georgia, what's the name of the movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yay.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You like the movie, did you, Jason?
I do. I still like it to this day.
All right, hold on. We'll give you a swell.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.